Well, I work on a show called The X-Files, and somebody from The X-Files was going to do a CD-ROM on The X-Files, and I was naturally one of the people that they chose to participate. I was asked and knew that they were doing it, and wasn't sure whether I had much of a choice, and showed up to Seattle, and we did it.
But you actually... went back to them and said that you'd be willing to give them more time. Was it because you enjoyed the experience that much?
No, it was just I wanted a free ride to Seattle again. No, I knew that they didn't have everything that they wanted. How did you know that? I knew that they didn't have everything that they wanted, and I really like the Four Seasons in Seattle. I think I worked a total of 6 days in all, and it was compact, and in the end they got everything that they needed. I mean, it says in the press stuff that they shot for 7 weeks, but as I understand, I mean, they might have shot for 7 weeks, but they were working on it for months and months and months. My participation in it seems large in the show, but it was actually quite minimal in comparison to what we are used to being involved in the series. The CD-ROM was very different than anything that I had been involved in before, and wasn't really so much about acting. It was about hitting marks. It was about leading the other characters towards an end, whether that meant standing in one spot and saying the same line in different ways, or saying lines that were positive and negative, depending upon what the player's response would be. You know, it doesn't really involve you as an actor very much. But by the same token, I think in the final product of game, we're not stick figures, we're not animatronic. You do feel like you are interacting with us and that we are responding. It's a very different experience. And in terms of the series and the movie, you know, the series, when we're doing it, it's relentless, and it's nonstop, and it's way too many lines, and way too much time, and it just moves very, very fast. But at the same time, we have an opportunity to work with some really good scripts and to do some, and to really kind of buckle down and do some good work and to learn and to grow. In the movie, the stakes were a little higher because it was so much bigger. There was so much more money involved. Initially, I felt like the stakes were higher for me to be better at what I did, and learned very quickly that was not necessarily what I needed to be focused on. I just needed to basically show up and do what I had been doing and hope that it translates in some way onto the big screen.
You or David of the video games, or did you play video games before, and if so, like, what were your favorites or are your favorites?
I can't speak for David. I imagine that he doesn't play video games. I have played some. Many years ago I played Tetris, and I played Myst, and I played just a little bit though. I mean, I've said this a lot in the other interviews, but I'm terrified of losing consciousness or kind of delving into some other reality that I am not able to come out of and forget that I'm a mother and I have responsibilities in my life. Tortured Souls was fun. It was like Tetris but with the eyeballs and stuff coming out. I really like that. That's a while ago. That's, I think, even before my daughter was born. And now, the only time I ever really take out my laptop at all is when I take it out and we play Arthur Goes to School and Green Eggs and Ham and stuff like that. And that's about it. But I do actually, I have requested a lot of CD-ROMs, educational CD-ROMs and dictionaries and Pictionaries and encyclopedias, and I are still in their packages. But they're there for a time when I have some time.
Why do there seem to be more male gamers than female gamers? And what kinds of games would appeal to women, in your view?
Well, somebody was telling, what were they telling me about a CD-ROM game that's out right now that's really popular amongst men? Something about some guy and women in bikinis, and he says, let's go get some, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. See, that doesn't seem like it would be really appealing to women to me. And I think that maybe if some more CD-ROMs were invented, designed, that appealed to women and didn't insult them, that maybe, you might have more of a female audience.
But you're filming different angles for the same different takes and reactions. How do you get your motivation as an actress to do that?
I guess in the same way that you do for a scene. You know, you try and imagine what that situation would be in that moment and try and compound it into the two or three words that you have to say and hope that it makes sense and that you're not either overdoing it or underdoing it and just try and imbue it with some sense of humanness.
You've already got quite a large following on the internet already. Are you anxious or perturbed that by participating in a computer game you're bringing a new fraternity of unwashed geeks to your sort of fan base? So how do you feel about your your fans, and specifically the large internet following you have?
I haven't actually had that concern of unwashed geeks. But, or adding to the amount of on the fan base. I don't have much interaction with them. I don't log into any of the websites about me or the show or Scully's dog or whatever is out there. And honestly, as far as I'm concerned, most of the websites are safe realms for people to communicate about something that they have mutual enjoyment of, and it's not harming anybody. It's certainly not harming me, and whatever makes you happy, in a sense.
Your image is on the CD-ROMs, it's on film, it's on TVs, it's on trading cards, it's Barbie dolls, it's McFarlane dolls, da, da, da. Do you have any images of yourself that you've absolutely hated or that you absolutely
love? Oh, yeah, they're out there all the time. I mean, sometimes, at the expo signings, these pictures will come across and I'll just look horrified and where the hell did you find that from? You know, and actually sometimes when those guys come up on the streets outside of hotel rooms and they want you to sign stuff and they go off and they make $1 million from them. There are some that I will not sign just because they are not legal. I don't know where they've come from, and I certainly don't want to see them. I don't know why anybody else would want to see them. Yeah. It's overwhelming, but I have to think of it as myself being a representative of the show. Well, I hope to God that I'm not in a position later in life where I'm like praying for people to recognize me as Scully on the street. That's all I have to say. I mean, I hope that I never find myself in that situation. I mean, I'm not Scully. Years from now, I hope that I have had time to do as much studying and reading to have even half the brain that she has. I tend to approach life in a much more spontaneous and intuitive way than she does. And Well, can we get some questions from people who haven't asked questions before, maybe?
Yeah,
I will probably play it for about maybe 15 or 20 minutes. And my favorite three bands right now, three CDs. I go through stages. A couple weeks ago, it was Propeller Heads, and then it was this CD I found called Roncoco, which is a kind of Latin. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And then I found a really Yo-Yo Ma's box suite, Jeff Buckley's new, or not new, but CD of stuff that was just released. And just a whole wild assortment of stuff. I'm trying to think if there's anything a little more eclectic in there. Yeah, I think that's all I can think of.
Do you have a favorite X-Files episode?
Every season I usually have one of that season, but I think one of my my all-time favorites now was from this past season called Bad Blood. It was Mulder and Scully's individual version of an episode that took place and our recounting of that. And it was fun and challenging to film and even funner to watch, I think, in the end.
Have you thought of doing any writing for the show or for anything else for that matter?
I usually don't have that many ideas for the show. I just kind of stick to my own stuff and being mom and other stuff. I have had a couple of ideas that I've broached to Chris, which were good, and he never really used them as a whole. He used parts of them in different episodes of his own episodes, but he never actually used them. But no, but I don't know.